Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June the 10th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiring.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are going to discuss about the United Nations Human Rights expressing a concern over what it calls human rights abuses in Zimbabwe. This follows the reported disappearances and torture of three MDC activists or members, MP Joanna Mamombe and Cecilia Chimbiri, and another lady who were tortured. And now we understand that these ladies, they are also under police surveillance as we speak, Gibbs.
The three MDC Alliance activists, that is Harare West Member of Parliament Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri and Netsai Marova, were allegedly abducted by state security agents in Harare and tortured before they were dumped in a remote area about 80 kilometers outside Zimbabwe's capital city. The three participated in a peaceful protest in which they called the government to provide food for less privileged communities in Zimbabwe during the coronavirus COVID-19 lockdown.
And reports we are getting now is that the three, Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, and Netsai Marova, as Gibbs mentioned earlier, have been arrested, and they are now with the police charges. We are not yet sure as of charges. It's not yet clear. But as we speak, we understand that these ladies have been picked up by the police when they visited their lawyers.
We're also going to touch a little bit about protests throughout the world. And that is linked to the death of George Floyd, who died in police custody. So he was actually pinned down by a policeman, that is a white policeman, until he lost his breath and died. So people have been protesting, and some of them are Zimbabweans living in America and other countries. So it seems as if people are protesting under the banner of named Black Lives Matter. So, Jonga, this Black Lives Matter has become a subject of discussion throughout the world, and people are saying they're actually fighting against racism throughout the world. And we saw some guys in London were actually tossing a statue of one of the people who promoted slavery into a river. So it seems as if this thing is actually, like wildfire now, worldwide.
Yes, and we are discussing about human rights issues, Gibbs, from the UN point of view. And also it ties in very well with what is happening around the globe, the demonstrations over human rights. And, the issue here, like in America, is that people say there's discrimination, the way the police handle cases when they are dealing with African-American or black people and when they are dealing with white people. And this, we call it racism. That is what is happening. That's why the world is shouting out loudly, stop racism now. It's not something that can be allowed to flourish during this era. But Gibbs, before we delve into that, we'll look at the numbers of COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe. The country so far recorded 314 confirmed cases, 46 recoveries, and 4 deaths, while the world has recorded over 7.2 million cases of positive, those are positive cases, and with over 412,000 deaths and over 21 million recoveries. Gibbs.
Yeah, ukanya ngunjalo ke emhlabeni wonke jikelele siyabona ukuthi kukhona okuningi okwenzakalayo Jonga. Siyabona ukuthi ke sikhase ngeZimbabwe, United Nations ikhipheke umbiko ukuthi kumele eZimbabwe lime ukhahlameza ilungelo likaZulu. Bakhathazekile sibili ngodaba lolu. Kulandela ke ukuthunjwa kwaJoanna Mamombe, uCecilia Chimbiri kanye noNetsai Marova. Singathi ke abathathu laba bayitheswa icala lokuthi babe tshengisela emgwaqweni ngesikhathi ilizwe lingaphansi kohlelo olukuthiwa i-lockdown. Khonapho ke sikhuluma nje okwamanje ukhanya sebebotshiwe njalo. Kuthiwa ke bayenza umbiko wamanga ukuthi bathunjwa. So ke bebekhona ngale kumagqota abo ukhanya zani sebethethwe sibili. Siphinde futhi njalo sizakhuluma ngakhonokho ke okwenzakala emhlabeni wonke jikelele. kulokuthengisela emgwaqweni okwabantu seyunivesithi abantu abamnyama labo baqakathekile lokhu kulandela ukubhubha kuka George Floyd khonapha ke kwele Melika wafithizelwa phansi lipholisa waze wabhubha so lakho sizakhuluma ngakho khonokho so nxa sikhangela njalo sakhangela khonokho ke ukuthi abantu eZimbabwe kambe sebangaki asebebanjwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 siyabona ukuthi okwamanje uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi sokulabantu 314 kuzobuya abayi 46 seba-recover kuzobuya ke i-54,000 abantu sebathestwayo nxa sisikhangela ke umhlaba wonke jikelele kulabantu 7.2 million asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo kuthi abafika 412,000 khonapho sebabhubha kuzobuya khonapho ke kwele Melika bayi 1,979,893 kuzobuya sebebhubhile 112,000 so siyabona sibilijonga umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka okunye okumangalisayo njalo sifisa ukubikela uzulu ukuthi le yi-pre-recorded show ayisukuthi kumbe banganelisa ukufona kunjalo ke jonga
ndizvozvo Gibbs vongovadiva vateereri nhasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yegwaro ranyorwa nesangano reUnited Nations richitaura nenyaya dzekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu muzimbabwe yavari kuti iyo paita inongadzi pachirungu pattern yekuti vanhu vanotsvakatika votochwa pavanozowanikwa vanenge vashungurudzwa izvi zvinotevera kutochwa kunonzi kwakaitwa nhengo nhatu dzebato reMDC kunoti mumiriri weHarare West muparamende muzvare Johana Mamombe nemuzvare Cecilia Chimbiri namuzvare Netsai Marowa vakamiswa papolice checkpoint kana paroadblock muHarare vachibva kunoratidzira kwaiitwa nevechidiki webato ravo kuWarren Park saka ipapo vanoti vakabva vangosungwa nemapurisa vasungwa nemapurisa vanoti vakazotorwa nevanhu vakazonovashungurudza vakavatocha vakasiya vakandwa kunonzi kubhindura kwamuchapondwa kubhindura uko hanzi makilomita anodarika makumi mapfumbamwe 90 kilometers kubva muHarare chinoshamisa ndechekuti vanhu ivavo kana vachinzi vakawanikwa vari kubhindura ikoko vakasvika sei kubhindura tichiona kuti migwagwa yese ine maroadblock kana vari vanhu vanenge vakazvifambira vega ndomwe mbvunzi inofanira kubvunzwa nekuti tiri kunzwa vamwe vachitaura kuti aiva vanhu ava vari kunyepa kuti vakakidnapwa kana kuabductwa ikoko vakatochwa hanzi vanenge vachinyepa kana vainyepa vakakwanisa sei kupfuura maroadblock ose aya kunobuda vave kubhindura tichatarisawo nyaya yekuratidzira kuri itwa pasi rose zvichitevera kushaya kwemumwe murume wechitema wemuno muamerica vageorge floyd vakafa muguta reminneapolis kuminnesota musi wa25 May unowe mwedzi wapera mushure mekunge vasungwa nemumwe mupurisa wechichena akavatsimbirira pauro zvinoita kuti vazonzi vakatadza kufema vakashaya zvakakonzera kuratidzira kwakawanda mumatunhu ose emuamerica pamwe chete nepasi rose kusanganisirawo nevana vezimbabwe vachiratidzira vachiti aiwa zvinhu zvakadaro hazvifanange zvichiitika munguva ino yekurarama kuri kuita vanhu tiri kutarisawo zvakare nyaya yekuti chirwere checovid-19 chiri kuramba chikwira muzimbabwe uwandu hwevanhu vari kunyanya kubatwa nechirwere ichi vanhu vari kunzi vari kubva kunze zvikuru vari kubva kusouth africa madiasporans vanenge vadzokera kumusha tinoona zimbabwe yezvino izviyane mazana matatu negumi nevana vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi 314 kuita makumi mana nematanhatu kana 46 vapona nevana vafa kubva patanga chirwere ichochi mukati imomo tinoonawo kuti kunodarika vanhu zviuru makumi mashanu kana over 50,000 vaongororwa muzimbabwe ndonyaya dzatiri kukurukura Gibbs.
Yeah, let's start with the protests in USA. So I think we've got a video jonga that will show people you know what is happening here. Let's just have a look and listen to what the people are saying. That's exactly it, Chonga, what is happening in different countries. You know, here it was in Washington. So your take on this, Chonga?
Yes, Gibbs, it's not that vanhu vakatsamwa. You know, people are angry. That's why tiri kuona kuratidzira kuri kuitika pasi rose. That's why people are demonstrating the world over because of what is happening in America. You know, that alone caused the whole world to shake. And I hope that will bring the much-needed change that people are fighting for, Gibbs.
Yes, our first guest is Mr. Teo Mavinga, who is a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga, welcome to the program. So let me get him on board. And Mr. Mavinga, so what's your take on what the United Nations is saying, Mr. Mavinga?
Well, it's very important. And as Human Rights Watch, we are very pleased because we had called on the UN experts on human rights to speak out on Zimbabwe, to intervene and to demand accountability, because there has been a rise in abductions and cases of torture with impunity, with no accountability, no arrests. And so when we had the most recent abductions and torture and sexual abuse of Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, and Netsai Marova, three young MDC activists and party members, we then welcome what the UN has now said, that they condemn the abuses and want to send, investigators to independently look at what's happening. And we hope that the government of Zimbabwe, if it has nothing to hide, will invite with open arms these UN human rights experts to see for themselves what is happening in Zimbabwe, and to come up with recommendations on how better to protect the rights of all citizens in Zimbabwe.
Yes, let me bring back Mr. Chonga Kandemiri so that we can proceed with the discussion. Chonga?
Yes, Chonga. Mr. Mavinga, welcome to our show. Well, he already touched the question I wanted to pose to him, that can we see the Zimbabwe government allowing these investigators, the UN investigators into the country? He says, we wait and see. But Mr. Mavinga, as we speak, we heard that the three ladies have been arrested again. What's your take on this in the event that this development is true? Because we confirmed earlier, and that's what we have. We are yet to check whether they are still in the hands of the police.
So let me bring in Mr. Mavinga. Can you react to that question?
Yes, thank you. I think it's appalling, it's tragic and unfortunate that the Zimbabwe authorities are failing to address the issues of reports of torture and abduction. Instead of dealing with these reports, they are victimizing these young women, arresting them. And perhaps it is a way of diverting attention, because it was only today that the UN came out strongly speaking about these abductions and torture. And also we know that there is huge pressure on the government of Zimbabwe regarding serious allegations of the looting of COVID-19 funds and high-level corruption. So it could be a way of diverting attention, but it is unfortunate, because what we now need is to press the reset button for Zimbabwe, to open up and invite independent international experts who can come in and get to the bottom of what is happening. What is happening is not justifiable. The three young women should be set free. They should be receiving medical care. They should not be harassed. They should not be pursued. They should not be under any surveillance. There are charges, politically motivated charges against them, but we expect that they should be free and that there should be no further harassment on the young women.
Yes, Mr. Mavinga, maybe you can put that in Shona as well. Just go ahead.
What language do you want me to use today?
Yeah, Kuluma Asendewe Kala, Mama.
Nyavo, Mama, Juri.
Yeah.
Yeah, Okala Nyavo, Nyavige Lela. Abam Geli, Navala Leli, Nisaba Onge Juri Lele. I'm in Davaya, Yamalumelo, Avantu, Gibbs, Zimbabwe. We see Figure Esibalemu, Esimapulumegio, Esibuti, Igu dispensation lay, Kulunangayo, Umanga, Eguya, asika iboni. It tends to be an old dispensation. Ngoba bayenza okuchiyenela lokufana nalokwakusenziwa ngumgabi. Umgabi aze abe ngcono.
Uthi wayengcono ngaliphi umgabi? Ngale, I think inamba yakhe sikhathekile jonga. Kwahejonga.
Yes, I think we are having a
bit, yes, now we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you. Continue, Papa.
It was absent. I'm going to test we're two Sanjalo, we're Savega Gibbs. Ugutikona is Zanu PS, Iloko, Isia Pandili, Owe Pula, Amalungelo, Avantu. As one of Sanda Winsaran, Amantumas, and Alama Tatu, Joanna, Sicilia, Lodetai, Lapo Abatu, Zapona, Otra, Izanu, Loko Ifuluma, Isitikona, Eva Faker, Bumba Kamba Manga, Abatu, Joanna, Kanda Shua, Ulomun to Ola Faker, Ugulimana, Ulomun to Ola Faker, Ugushugunezo. Kulomuntu ongahamba aye admitwe esibhedlela athatha ama-drip ayenzeni lokho kuthiwa khona baqamba amanga so nxa uyukuthi baqamba amanga esibhedlela badingani yazi sesidiniwe thina ngamanga ezanu abantu abadala abangelanhloni abaqamba amanga abaphika izinto abazenzayo kade bakuqalisa lokhu abakuqalisanga kathesi izanu PF is a system it's not about individuals okwakusenziwa ngumgabe lokhu kusenziwa kathesi but okwakathesi okwenziwa ngumnaka kwayisivini kwesi like ngengakhuluma so ukuthi bakhulume batshela abantu ukuthi khona amankazana kathunjwanga nanko sebawerekela amacala okuthi khona false abduction akusebenzi Gibbs amankazana ahlukuluzwa amankazana athunjwa and athunjwa ngabantu abasebenzela e-city state security amapolisa whatever kumbe amapolisa kumbe ama-CIO kumbe amasoja thina esikufunayo ukuthi kukhangele udaba lwamankazana ukuthi ngobani abakwenza khonoku abantu bakhona babothwe instead ukuthi kubothwe abantu abahlukumezi kubothwa ama-victims okuyinto edanisayo kakhulu
so siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ukufaka ngesikhiwo 1 minute singakayi kujonga just 1 minute ngesikhiwo kwathi ukukhuluma nje khonoku iye.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. What I was just saying about the human rights abuse in Zimbabwe, it has reached an alarming level whereby most people thought by bringing Mnangagwa as a president, most people thought it was going to be better, it was going to change. When they said it's a new dispensation, most people thought the new dispensation was going to erase the old dispensation. What was the old dispensation doing? The old dispensation was abusing human rights. It was corrupt. It was doing a lot of things. There were abductions. People were being killed. There were no free and fair elections. You name them. There were a lot of things that were happening. There was collapse of the economy. In the new dispensation, what are we seeing? We are seeing worse things than the old dispensation. Corruption is now even worse. Abductions, they are still there. The killings, when Mugabe was there, we never saw protesters being killed. But when Mnangagwa came, protesters started being killed. There is no more respect of the constitution. You can't do anything that is in the constitution.
Thank you.
The human rights are being violated every day. And the recent case being the case of the three girls, Joanna, Cecilia, and Netai, we know the system of ZANU-PF is saying they are faking abductions, and they're saying they were not abducted, and they even want to arrest them for false abductions, which is very absurd to us. Those girls were abducted and they were taken at a roadblock. They were taken to Harare Central Police and from there they were nowhere to be seen.
Yes, thank you, madam. Listen, Jonga, thank you so much. We'll come back to you.
I wanted to bring in, Mr. Mavinga. You know, we have seen since last week a spate of arrests, lawyers being arrested. What's his take on that?
So let's bring in Mavinga on lawyers being arrested. What's your take on that, Mr. Avenga?
The arrest of lawyers mostly to do with their professional duties is a gross violation of the separation of powers principle. It is a disregard for the ideas of the rule of law. Lawyers should never be associated with the causes of their clients. And in the case of Advocate Abale Mpofu, in the case of Tapiwa Maenza and others, lawyers in that particular case of Simbarashe Zuzi, it was obvious the matter had been investigated by the North Side of Zimbabwe, which is the regulatory body that governs the ethics and conduct of lawyers in Zimbabwe. And now you have the North Side of Zimbabwe complaining about these unnecessary arrests, which constitute really harassment and persecution of lawyers, so that they can be afraid to do their work. Zimbabwe is making itself a laughing stock of the world. Where in the world are professionals abused and harassed like this? It's unacceptable. It should stop. And the Foreign Affairs Minister, S.B. Moyo, should know that all the efforts at international re-engagement mean nothing when Zimbabwe does not respect human rights, does not respect lawyers, and does not respect the rule of law. We need lawyers to be able to stand for human rights and for their clients without the fear of being abused. Just today, there has been an arrest of another lawyer with regards to a matter that took place in court. And this is simply unacceptable. Zimbabwe has become a rogue state. It has really gone for broke. It should stop. It should respect human rights and the rule of law.
Can you say that in Shona, just briefly, Mr. Mavinga?
Kusungwa kwemagweta panyaya dzavanenge vachitamba mumatare edzimhosva kwakaipa zvachose kunotaridza kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe haisi kuremekedza mashandiro emagweta, haisi kuremekedza kusiyana kwemabasa kuti kana vanenge vari mumatare edzimhosva havafaniri kubatanidzwa nyaya dzavo nedzevanhu vavanomiririra. Magweta anofanira kuita basa ravo vachimiririra vanhu pasina kutya kuti vachasungwa. Kusungwa kwaadvocate Tabani Mpofu nevamwe wavo hazvina kunaka zvachose, zvinosvibisa zita renyika pasi rose. Pasi rose rinoita Zimbabwe chiseko nenyaya yekusaremekedza mitemo, yekusaremekedza kodzero dzevanhu, yekusaremekedza mabasa evanhu semagweta kana mabasa anachiremba. Zvinofanira kuti zvimire zvese izvi tione kuti Zimbabwe inoremekedza. Hapana chimiro chiripo kunyika. Gurukota rezvekunze kwenyika nekuchidzana nevamwe vaSB Moyo vanofanira kuziva kuti basa ravo hapana chinobuda, nekuti zviri kuitika muZimbabwe zvinoshoresa zvakanyanyisa kushungurudzwa kwemagweta vachiita basa ravo.
Thank you very much, Teo Mavinga Chonga. If ever maybe you've got another question before we end our show. So any other question? Yes.
Yes. Ndingada kuisa mvunzo kuna amai Tanyanyiwa. Munhu kadzi vanotiwo ne zviri kuitika izvi tichiona kushungurudzwa kwamadzimai, vamwe vari kuti masangano anomirira madzimai haasi kunyanyotaurawo zvakanyanya kuti nyaya dzekushungurudzwa kwamadzimai dzipfuure. Vari kuti
yes, Tanyanyiwa, go ahead.
Aizvaa umbuzo.
Yeah, umbuzo uti ubona njani kona kwenzakalayo kubo mama ikakhulu masikhangele eZimbabwe khona ukuthi babe bethunjwa kuzokuthi abadlwengulwe wena ngomama, pho ubona njani konke lokho?
Into ebuhlungu kuyasikhathaza kakhulu njengabomama gigs ukuthi ngesikhathi lesi sisithi thina sikhululekile, umuntu ongumama uzizwa engakhululekanga eZimbabwe, especially kundaba zepolitics. Sibona kathesi amazwe amaningi abambene ukuthi abantu abangomama baphatheke endaweni ezempangazo, ukwenzela ukuthi khona labo babe nokukhuluma phela, babe ne-voice besithi lokhu i-decision making ezintweni eziningi. Ngoba kathesi nxa sikhangela indaba zentuthuko bathi akula ntuthuko engayenziwa kungela mama. So nxa omama besukuluzwa kanje, omama bazayisaba even kungena kupolitics ukuthi nxa kuzahlukuluzwa u-MP wathi mina unjwathi
wena omama abaningi batho njalo nxa kuzahlukuluzwa uMP uhulumende nxa engayisabi umuntu ongu-MP wathi uwo umama nje ezithi yena sefuna ukuthi angene kwezombangazo ukuthi laye abe part and parcel okukhulula ilizwe yes. Yeah, we are not safe as women, especially these days when it's being advocated for women to participate in every sphere of life, be it in politics, be it in civil society, be it in wherever, in churches, wherever. We are being encouraged to take a decision-making position. So if women are not free, especially in politics, then it means it's going to be a male-dominated field whereby women are pushed aside. We know there are so many statutes that Zimbabwe is signatory to, and especially this convention on the elimination and discrimination against women, the CEDAW. We are a signatory, and the women are not supposed to be discriminated. They are not supposed to be abused. They are supposed to be protected. And we are so much concerned about the people that are supposed to protect us are the same people that are torturing us, that are abusing us. So we are not safe as women.
Your last word, Dr. Swanda, very briefly. 30 seconds.
I think that for ZANU-PF and others, it is very clear that the general sentiment and the position where Zimbabweans are, it is that that we cannot be lied to anymore, and that we probably need to make sure that our constitution is reinstated. And we thank people who are doing a lot of great work, and the comments by Barbara are very teachable. The work that Del Mavinga and many others like him, very teachable too. I must hasten to say that just today, another lawyer who works for President Chamisa, Advocate Hashiti, has also been arrested on some charges in Blawayo. Jumisani was arrested four days ago, and that all these are being arrested for political reasons. So the struggle goes on. The fight shall not end, and this country will be free.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to bring in Dr. Masimba Mavaza, but I'm sure he's in network. Is not doing well. But definitely we've come to the end of our show, and please note that this is a pre-recorded show. I wish to take this opportunity to thank Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, Dr. Deo Mavinga, a human rights lawyer, Papa Tananiwa, who is a political activist based in London, and Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, MTC Alliance presidential spokesperson.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners currently tuning in via Intelsat 20 can now also find us on SES-5 band and C-band transponders. You can still receive the VOA Southern Africa Zimbabwe audio on Intelsat 20, but the signal will be deactivated on June 30th, 2020. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
Hey, over to you, Chonga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. And notenda shukuru, vadarevedu, vapinda mchurongwa. Tatina, Dr. Simba Mavaza, ZANU-PF ku UK. Manzwa, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, mtawiriru mtungamiri webatura MDC Alliance. Vari kuharare pamwechete na vadiva mavinga vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu naamai Barbara Tananiwa vanorwirawo kodzero dzevanhu. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri Silver Spring Maryland. Ndoti murare zvakanaka vateereri.
And this is Gibbs Dube saying good night Zimbabwe. Bye bye.